You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Hello, Dr. Jerry.
Hallo, Rion.
Hallo daar. Hoe hanteer die lockdown jou?
Maar niet te slecht nie. Ek gaan maar die meeste mense die het ups en downs van goed is en ons bestuur het maar oor die algemeen gaan het goed, dankie.
Okay, so I just want to ask you a quick question, Dr. Jerry. Nathan and myself, we seem to be going through similar things. We cry during movies where we're not supposed to be emotional. And the other thing is we seem to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and we're not able to go back to sleep again. What's going on?
I think it's all the uncertainty. You know, and also the lack of exercise. We're not walking around. We're not moving in and out buildings. We're sitting. Most people are working from home now. So they're not taking enough breaks to walk around. So they're not as tired. That, with the anxiety, it just leads to insomnia.
But 3 o'clock in the morning, why 3?
I don't know. Night time is bad. Any time after 1 before 5, I think, is bad timing. I don't know.
Listen, what's up today? I see a lot of very depressed people. Obviously, today is the 21 days.
Yes, I think, you know, it's the classical thing that people unconsciously have the expectation 21 days and things will go back to normal. And the reality is it's not back to normal, and it's unlikely to go back to normal. It's a fascinating concept called the Stockdale effect, and people need to apply that.
It's been
being realistic about the moment and managing the realities of where you're at, but being hopeful that it will get better in the future, but not putting a time or a date to that future.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Felicity?
Yes.
Hello. So I was just wondering, and I've been wondering about this quite a bit today, what about the people who have always considered themselves like social drinkers and have realized throughout this lockdown that actually they have a problem? How do they cope with the realization that they actually have a problem and they also can't get the booze?
This is a difficult time for people with any substance addiction. They're quite a vulnerable group. And the reality is that the lockdown does force us to look at our unconscious behaviors, and it shows us our problem areas. So people are realizing, but I've got a problem, is to identify what is the problem. Is it just misuse? Am I drinking too much and using this as a crutch too much? Or am I really addicted to alcohol? Because addiction is a little bit different than misuse. There's a physical side to that. The misuse, there's the emotional component and the behavioral component to that.
Amen. Very true. Is this a good time to quit? Or would you advise against it?
I was thinking about the question, you know, it's both ways. It's yes and no. When you have this kind of extraordinary situation, it's actually a good time to quit. If you are motivated and you want to quit, it's a very good time. If you're not motivated to quit, this is a very bad time, because with all the stress and the worries, adding quitting on top of that can make it very, very difficult and actually increase irritation and feeling out of control. Mm. And the alcohol and the cigarette is a bit different. You know, cigarette withdrawal and that tends to be moderate, and it lasts for about 72 hours, maybe up to a week. Alcohol is one of the most severe withdrawals we can have, and it's quite dangerous. People can actually die from that kind of withdrawals. So if people drink very heavily and they can't get access to alcohol, they must get medical help. Remember, the medical field is still open, and rehabs and GPs and that are still open. People can go to their GPs and say, listen, I need help with alcohol addiction, rather than doing it at home. Because some of the adverse stuff is people can get convulsions from alcohol withdrawals. Mm. And that's
get medical help.
Yeah.
And as you said, also psychiatrists, mental health clinics, they open, they're ready to assist when necessary,
right,
currently.
Yeah.
Luister, alright, so Dr. Jerry, nog 2 weke oor, daar is nog steeds 'n onsekerheid, ons weet nie. 30
yes.
April, yes, no, we don't know. En ek dink dis besig om mense soos teen die mure uit te dryf.
Ja, Rian, my raad sou wees is, moenie kyk na 2 weke nie. Hou op aftel. Kyk na wat ons is nou hier vandag. Doen wat ek vandag kan doen. En ergens langs die pad gaan het verander en ons gaan beter raak. Want dit gaan nou meer constructief maak om oplossings te kry waar jy nou is. As jy constant 2 weke vorentoe kyk en dan sit 14 dae en dan sit dit, bly jy altyd in die toekoms en jy bly ongelukkig in die hier en nou. So focus op die hier en nou. En dit gaan beter raak, ons weet net nie wanneer nie.
Yes, kyk, dis die beste advies wat ek hierdie maand gehoor het. Dr. Jerry, baie dankie. Wat jy lekker aan daai kant sterk staan. Baie dankie vir hierdie advies. Dis amazing advies.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.